Hey, yo. I am completely invested into this shit right here, right now. I'm telling you. Word to mother, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just crazy. Let me turn down my mic a little bit. It's just crazy. I mean, how I'm feeling this shit. Coming from a creator's background for transitioning, right? Like, I've been doing this for a minute, but I'm gonna tell you why I'm completely invested in this right here. And the reason being is that I don't care about the feedback. Like, I can't even make no money off of doing this, you know what I'm saying? I can't even get into my Stripe account. So I'm just doing this for the love of doing this, first and foremost. Secondly, I do like running my mouth, and I do like getting things off my chest. Whether or not somebody hears it or not, hey, you know, it is what it is. But I do thoroughly enjoy doing this. And with that being said, I like to say thank you to everyone who has listened to my past podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm ecstatic, right? I know I'm probably not on what you want me to do, but yo, just believe me, everything that I say on this podcast or that I do, it comes from my creative nature, and it comes from me. It comes from my heart, you know? Whether it's a funny story, whether it's a skit, whether I'm talking with, you know, a guest or, you know, however I do it, believe me, the creativity comes from within. And I'm trying to make it my duty to make sure that you guys can visually see my words. Like, you're on this trip with me. Like, you know what's going on. You know what I mean? So with that being said, like, I'm going to jump into my next little segment. You know what I mean? I'm going to just try to keep this all about, you know, not always completely about me. But, you know, for the most part, I'm going to keep it Jabba World. You dig? I don't think you hear me. I said, you dig? Thanks for tuning in. Now let me drop that next segment. Ooh. Hey, yo, I gotta start by saying thank you, Apple Music, Hip Hop Instrumental Beats Volume 2. Big shout out to Hip Hop Instrumental Beats Volume 2. I think I'm going to try to find Volume 1 because I really like utilizing their beats with my podcast. You know, it's just something about the music that gives you this, you know, this energy. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to feel that energy. Okay, with all that being said, you know, today I want to talk about content creation and why it's so fucked up. For me, you know, I'm tripping. Like, why do you really? Let me turn this down, yo. Like, it seems like the only content that really gets noticed, yo, and it just may be me, but if you ain't a big titty bitch that's showing your nipples, kinda, you know what I mean? With little to imagination, or, you know, you're barely scantily dressed, or you got a big ass, or you know what I'm saying, you're pulling something sexually to the table, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be on YouTube shorts and I be watching shit. Oh, another thing, if it ain't got violence involved or sports, niggas ain't getting recognized, you know what I'm saying? It's just like talent rarely get recognized on the internet. I mean, and if you do, it's a thing of the right timing. You dropped your video at the right time and somebody seen it. Or it just caught that algorithm for a guy. I know I'm not the only guy out here that feels this way. If you aren't a big titty bitch that's showing your fucking nipples, and bitches, please don't take this the wrong way, because I'm only calling you that if you're using these tools. Yeah, your mama might have blessed you, your daddy might have blessed you, you know what I'm saying? But if you ain't using these tools, yo, like, you ain't nobody like me. Straight up. I hate to say it like that. I call a spade. If you was flat-chested like me, I mean, would niggas look at you? I'm just saying, yo. And if you, that shit burns deep, yo. Like, I know sex sells. And at some points, you know, you be wishing, like, you know what I mean? Damn, why couldn't I been sexy? Or why couldn't I have curly hair? Or why couldn't I have pretty eyes? Nigga, I have absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? No hair. I done went bald since like 22, 23. So, that was out the question. My eyes is regular, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tall, I'm not athletic, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't have smashing good looks, you know what I'm saying? I'm not well-versed with talking, none of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what I do is, you know, I give you what I feel, and, you know, I used to do these transitions and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I'm like... 95.7% almost fed up with spending high amounts of energy, because it doesn't take me much time to do a video, but putting this energy and thought into this shit, and then, you know, put it out there, and then you see dumb videos, yo. I'm talking about retarded videos that you know should not be getting these numbers. It's discouraging. It's fucking discouraging. What else do a motherfucker gotta do? I mean, like, if you got some feedback, let me know. I'm always down. I appreciate all the feedback. My name's Jabba, and I love y'all. Peace. Y'all thought I was gone? Yeah, I was getting ready to dip out. I was on my way out the door, then I thought about it. I cannot leave without telling you motherfuckers this. You ready? Niggas, please stop doing these prank joints. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can boo me now, but look. Somebody gonna seriously get hurt, and it's gonna be captured on camera. This is not funny, yo. It's not funny. This is a serious matter. Y'all running up in the, yo, and like the little light-skinned cat, you know what I'm saying? The Italian dude, he's funny. Then you got the big-eyed black, the brown skin with the big pokey eyes. They're funny. But, yo, what's going to happen if these other, you know, YouTubers or content creators that are influencers that are trying to be, follow y'all footsteps? What's going to happen when one of them gets seriously smashed? Y'all be easy, man. Don't be out here doing copycatting everybody, because everybody not built the same. You feel me? Nobody is built the same out here. Just because somebody gets away with doing it don't necessarily mean that you're going to do it. That's my positive word for the day. I love y'all. I'm out. Peace. I think I mean it this time. Yo, kick rocks, bitch.